It's fucking hard, man. I'm just thinking about it. I used to get pissed off when people said, like, I love you, without even knowing me. I was like, come on, man, what are you saying? Yeah. But it was a reflection of myself, because I was always afraid if I show who I really am that nobody's gonna love me, or I will get rejected, or I had all this fear. And when I let that guard down, it opened up so much. Of course you get hurt, but it's part of the story, right? It's okay if you don't play the game. You don't even have a chance, right?
Well, life is not fun if we go through it in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
You know, now the challenge now, and I don't know if you dealt with this, but I definitely did early on in my career, of this leads to this, leads to this, boom. Good Morning America. Or whatever the show. Boom, 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 Oscar. Boom, 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 Super Bowl. Boom, 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 calling the number with the national championship. Whatever it is. And you quickly learn that's total bullshit.
Yeah.
But I think having a plan isn't a bad thing either. Right? And thinking through that, but being open to, like I was saying earlier from Deepak Chopra, of, I hope today is as unpredictable as yesterday. What a powerful statement to own that, of like, I don't know what's going to happen. And it's almost as though, you know, you say it and then let it go. You say it and you let it go. I truly believe this. I get asked this a lot, of like, what do you think the biggest thing to do in life is? Tell me something, especially college kids last night. Like, give me the biggest form of advice, right? The biggest general question of all time. And I thought a lot about this general question. And I really, really think, Peter, it comes down to this. I think the only job we have in life is to give it all away. To give and 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 freaking give. Because it's going to come back. Don't expect it, but give. Give your knowledge, give your life, give your experiences, give your love, give your heart, give your water, give your tea, give your shoes, give your soul. Like, give it away. Because what are you going to do? Like, you
don't hold on.
Don't hold on. And that's hard, because I want to hold on because I control it and I know what my world's like, right? Like, I don't want to give this woman, for instance, my heart, because then she's got control of it. That's what we think. That's not really true. It may feel that way, but we still have control of it.
Yeah.
Other people, they're going to impact it. Yeah. I just think that, you know, like, it is our job on planet Earth to give everything away.
Yeah.
To give everything away and be strategic if you want. You know, I get all that, but the more we hoard, the more we hold, the tighter we get, the less sand, as your dad would say, gets captured. And I love that analogy. I'm going to use it with our son this weekend. Yeah. We'll go to the beach, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to love, because it's really easy to love things. For whatever reason, it's really hard to love someone that may give us the greatest thing in the world that may also causes the greatest pain.
Yeah.
That's our journey, maybe. I don't know.